Let us get to our headlines now, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Did you guys see that Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield got into a bit of a pissing match yesterday?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Tom Brady was... What game did he do that game?
He did that game yesterday.
He was talking as if, like, Baker was an idiot playing quarterback.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, got to give him easy throws. Got to give him, you know, throws that he can make and whatever. Well, meanwhile, Baker was lighting him up, right?
Tom Brady's very down on this generation's quarterback. He thinks
he thinks the play makes it easier on them. They don't have to do anything but just throw it.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me very much of Derek Jeter owning the Marlins. Like, he very clearly didn't want to be there, but it's like it's an opportunity he feels like he has to take. And with Tom Brady broadcasting, it feels very much like he doesn't want to do it, but they threw so much money at him that he's like,
how do you say no to that
to do one game a week? But, like, yeah, he doesn't seem like he likes football that much, at least the way it's being played today.
Yeah.
He doesn't like any of the players. And
he's annoyed by everything.
And three games in, he's old man, get off my lawn.
Yeah. That was strange. It's not like Baker said anything, you know, mean. He just said that, you know, obviously Tom Brady had it a little bit more uptight around here. Which makes sense.
His quote was, the building was a little bit different with Tom here. Other than obviously playing-wise, Tom is different. He had everybody dialed in a high-strung environment, so I think everybody was pretty stressed out. They wanted me to come in, be myself, bring joy to football for the guys who weren't having much fun. And Tom Brady's retort to that was, I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. If I wanted to have fun, I would go to Disneyland with my kids. Which, by the way, there's no way Tom Brady's fun at Disneyland. I'm just telling you right now. There's no way.
And his kids are going to be having more fun than him.
No, there's no way.
Look, again.
Can't even eat an elephant here.
That's good.
Think about this. Even when you think about what it was like in
New England?
New England.
Yeah.
Right? Even when you think about the way it was in New England, everybody talks about how tense and stressful it was around there, but they were winning, so they ate it. Right? Yeah. Like, yeah, I get it.
Well, there was two curmudgeons there. If I'm being honest,
it's a curmudgeon off.
Yeah, it was Tom Brady, who was Mr. Perfect. No one's going to work harder than me. But it was also Bill Belichick, which I know you said, and we've seen now. Can't get enough of Bill Belichick now.
Yeah, I'm sick of him.
I'm sick of this.
I just think Bill was more aware of how he had to be to get things done. Whereas some guys think they have to be that way, right? There's no purpose. He's just, I'm going to be this guy. There's nothing wrong with Tom Brady being and thinking that way, because that's the way he played. He's had an unbelievable amount of success.
Of course.
So why would he think it should be done any other way? However, you also have to be aware, for the same reasons that Mike McDaniel is the way he is, for the same reason why a lot of the young coaches are the way they are, is because there's a different way to reach people nowadays. And having everybody in a stressful, intense situation doesn't make them play better. And that's what everybody's starting to learn. So, yeah, same thing at Alabama. What did the coach say about, oh, yeah, he practices hard and he's this, he's that. But things are a lot looser here than when Nick Saban was here.
Right.
Right? Like, yes.
But you want to know the thing that's weird about it is Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are old. Tom Brady's not that old. Like, why does he act like this?
He has handled himself like a 60-year-old man for the last 15 years of his career.
It's true.
Maybe he's crying out for help.
Big stiff.
Like, huh?
He's a big stiff.
He's a big stiff, but maybe he's just, you know, everything's finally catching up to him, man. Maybe he's finally feeling
catching
the pain.
Catching up and making $27 million a year? What's going to catch up to him?
You saw him with his index cards? I almost went to Chicago. Shut up.
Oh, that was another thing yesterday.
Enough of this guy.
This is where he almost went in free agents.
Who cares? You did it.
Yeah.
You know what that's like? That's like when people tell me where LeBron almost went. They're like, we might have gone to Chicago. Can you believe LeBron and Dwayne almost went? Sopranos went to Chicago? Imagine. I'm sure they had. Oh, you mean that the people who had the Sopranos refilmed? Oh, LeBron thought about going to the Knicks. No, he didn't. He's just doing that to fill your little ego.
They almost went to Chicago. Guys, love me.
Great, great. But you didn't. And you went to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it would have been like?
Yeah. Shit. No, I don't. It probably would have ruined it. I don't know.
It's Chicago. It's still Chicago.
I don't know.
Like, I don't even know who was on Chicago back
first
then.
First of all, you have to have a coach that's on your wavelength, meaning that y'all have to think alike.
What year did he go? Was that 21? 2021, Brady?
2020, I think.
2020.
2020.
Not a real
pandemic.
Season. Not a real season.
You want to know what the – if Tom wants to be so honest right now, why don't you be honest about you and the Dolphins tampering together?
Oh!
If you want to be honest, Tom Brady.
Answer!
Why don't you answer for your crimes? Because you were on that boat.
All right.
And Joe and Brian Flores didn't want you as quarterback because he thought you were washed. And then you and Sean Payton schemed together to try and take over the Dolphins. Why don't you talk about that, Tom?
Tom.
If you want to talk about different things that you might have done, why don't you talk about getting the Dolphins to lose a first-round pick?
Yeah.
Because you just had to be a chatty Cathy with your boy Bruce Beal, who I didn't even know existed.
Still.
Stephen Ross, you need better friends. Because this guy, he was like yickety-yacking all over the place. And here you are without a first-round pick. If you want to talk about something, Tom, do me a favor. Why don't we all sit around for story time for that? I'll be like this. Do tell. Tell me that, Tom.
Thomas.
This guy.
That's right? Much.
Jerk.
Poor.
Did you really use the phrase yickety-yack?
Guys, if I was having fun, I would go to Disneyland, even though I totally would hate that place. Did you guys know I was almost a bear?
No, but I know that you were almost a dolphin, and you won't talk about what you did to answer for your crimes.
Hey, but wait. You do realize,
yeah,
in these situations.
Yep.
Tom Brady doesn't initiate the conversation.
I don't know that. No, I don't know that.
It's an orchestrated event.
You assume that, but I don't know that. I don't know that.
You're the worst. Because you, like,
I don't
you
know
think,
that.
You think Tom Brady called down here and said, hey, meet me on the boat?
Yeah. You don't think it's possible that he goes to...
He goes, you know, Steve... Tell Bruce I'm ready. What does that mean? You know what that means.
You know.
You know what that means.
Click.
Wink. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? He doesn't like Disney World.
We're still talking about Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. Right? This is what he wants. All the attention on me. And not the fact that Baker Mayfield lit up the Eagles.
True.
Having fun? Maybe he hasn't heard the term, there's different ways to skin a cat. I don't know.
Mm.
Some goat. Old goat. That's what you are.
It's not fair, too.
You ever ask somebody, when you say there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat?
Yeah.
Name two.
Frontward,
upside
backward.
Down.
Oh, that's three.
What?
Frontward, backward, upside down.
Oh. Most things you skin upside down.
So the blood goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Why would you? So that's why you wouldn't do it the other way.
Frontward.
I don't know. Maybe you don't want to look the cat in the eye.
True.
You know, I have a hard time looking at it. That's why I can't go to one of them. Which I have, the Kaichi.
Kaichina?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll look that
Yeah,
right
I can't look.
Face.
I can't look.
Oh, with the apple.
I remember
mouth.
The first time I went to one, I was like, where the baby backs at? Because they just go in there and just go like, we sitting around the campfire.
Yeah.
Right? No, where are my baby backs? I want to just go in there. Got some barbecue sauce.
Got to point them out.
Point them out. I take it from here.
This guy's doing surgery to the baby.
Yeah.
Scalpel.
You want a full rack or half a rack? we haven't done zero show.
We have done zero show. It's been a whirlwind.
We haven't talked about Monday Night Football at all.
At all.
I know, and this is dope.
And it's one of the craziest games.
It's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
So we should talk about the one thing with Monday Night Football. No surprise, but Snoop is starting. Snoop is starting.
Well, we find that out
what?
Friday.
Spoiler alert.
Saturday.
Officially
Saturday. What is your thoughts on starting? Do you think that's the right call with?
I would say
with
this.
Him and Tim Boyle, because
I think they're looking at that position right now, and going, if they're not going to make quick decisions, we might as well have somebody back there that can escape.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Because I would say that Tim Boyle is not no farther ahead of the game plan than Huntley, right? But at this point, Huntley might give him a better chance to have success because he can extend certain plays. And that's where you are. You're making decisions like that. Now, what's crazy is you go from Anthony Richardson to Joe Flacco, and they're the opposite.
Right, yeah.
Joe Flacco is not moving.
Nah, but Joe Flacco, he's Joe Flacco.
He's Joe Flacco.
That's what he knows now.
Joe Flacco.
He's like a souped-up Matt Moore. He just knows how to come in and cook.
But he got a little more of a resume.
Of course. That's why I said souped up.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was the same.
What I like about Huntley, too, is like he may not learn the playbook as quick as one would be comfortable with, but I do think that maybe McDaniel designed some plays for him. Nothing crazy.
Here, let me say this. You don't change your offense. Because you're thinking 10 guys versus one, right?
Yeah.
But what you will do is you'll tweak it so that the plays that he is running gives him the flexibility to do what he does well. But so I love to say, design a game plan for him. You don't do it.
Yeah.
Your offense, they've had the same offense for 3 years. They ain't changing. So you got to you don't have to accommodate the quarterback. Because you got 10 other guys on the field. You can tweak it, but the quarterback has to accommodate the offense. So that's kind of how that goes. So will it be more zone reads? Everybody says, run some more zone read and let him, run the ball a little bit. I'm like, hey, you jackasses. That's why you're in the spot now.
Well,
and you're going to send another guy out there?
Well,
you got two quarterbacks who are sitting next to each other hurt. And yours, he can run. Let's run him on out there.
Well, and officially, Teron Armstead is not playing today.
Shocker.
No Armstead, no Mostert.
And no Kendall Fuller. So they don't have one of your starting cornerbacks.
Yeah, well, sorry. I didn't realize that either.
And so, it looks like David Long's going to miss the game, so you're starting linebacker. Huh? What's up, Jose?
David Long is going to miss his game?
Heat original.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Long. He was doubtful. Hammy.
Ugh. Okay, I got a question, and maybe you'll probably know more about this. And this could be just
the professional
science.
Football player or me.
That'll be Leroy.
Him?
I'm like, wow, you look at
me.
Like, you dabbled in it a little bit. I'm gonna direct this one at you.
Do you think the warm weather, because I've noticed quite a bit of injuries beginning to pile up for the Dolphins and the Miami Hurricanes. Do you think warm weather contributes to soft tissue injuries?
No. But dehydration does.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on
not a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Sweet. Congratulations.
So when
you aren't hydrated, your muscles don't have any water in them. And then you get tears or cramps, or that's what cramps are.
Oh, Virginia Tech tried to pull that so many times this weekend. Anytime they needed a minute or their team was tired, go down. Fake injury.
It's an epidemic.
Oh, man.
No, we used to do that, too.
No, but this is getting...
Yeah,
I think,
but you didn't have social media blasting every single one of them.
What about the guy, Bert, what about the guy that did the...
The fake trust fall? That was Arkansas State. Like,
he just all of a sudden... Hot, he just... It's just so
stiffened
good.
Up.
So good. I don't know. I just noticed that there was a lot of injuries, and...
I think it's, like... I won't say as much in college... But I think in the NFL, guys aren't ready to start the season.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's certain things you have to do to get ready for something. You can't get ready for the mile by only running hundreds. Right? It's not possible. So how are you going to be ready to come out and start a season full go and you've only played one series of football in the last month or since the end of last season? And they want you to play a whole game. So now you're coming out, you're wrestling with other pros, those guys also, and now you're getting banged up and soft tissue injuries and you haven't learned how to hit and take a hit and things like that. So I don't know what the answer is.
All right, so I'm just so we know, yeah, it has been a bit of a whirlwind show, so we are kind of behind on like any of the Twitter drama that's going on.
Oh. What happened? Oh, I heard I was reading like part of it, but what's going on here?
So this is what has happened. So Jimmy Butler apparently was late for Heat Media Day. He said that he had travel issues.
Traffic. Crazy.
Planned for a Sunday return from Paris. Having planned a return, this is from Ira Winderman. Having planned a return flight from Paris, part of his globetrotting offseason, Butler
had to add that, huh, Ira? You're not helping, Ira. Ira, you're not helping. Globetrotting off. You're not helping.
He's a wordsmith.
No. You're not helping, Ira. Butler, you're not helping.
Butler had scheduled a return to South Florida on Sunday, less than 24 hours before the team's pre-camp media session. Instead, with travel plans that went awry, Butler jetted back to Miami on Monday, part of a whirlwind week that had also had him in Los Angeles, Spain, and France. The expectation is that Butler will participate in Tuesday's opening training camp practice at the Baja Mar Resort in the Bahamas. Eligible for a contract extension since July, Butler remains somewhat in contract limbo, with Heat president Pat Riley in his season-closing remarks in May noting that the Heat have through the end of this upcoming June to decide an extension. Butler holds a player option, and that's that. So I guess, is he not coming? I don't know.
To Media Day, or?
is that where we're at? Because there was some tweets. I saw a tweet from Will Manso that did say he was heard in the background of like a BAM press conference. Mm. But I don't know. I got nothing. There's no pictures of him that I see on social media. No look, no fancy look.
Ah. Yeah, I've been updating it. I see nothing yet.
Hold on. Let's
Yeah, I got nothing on Jimmy. I did look at some Tyler tweets though.
What'd he say? I saw some great quotes from Tyler.
Yeah, I did too. And it was
Tyler was even open to it sounded like if he needs to come off the bench. He said something like, "We got the best coach in the league, I'm gonna do what he wants."
Because he got his money. That's the whole point. He got the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference when a guy's trying to get the money, and then you have him coming off the bench, and then they come back and tell you you're not a starter. Yeah. Okay, but you're already there.
So
they've paid you the most they can pay you. So now it's just a matter of doing whatever they ask.
Yeah, it says here, y'all can say I'm a starter or I'm off the bench. We're going to let the best coach in the league decide, and we're going to let one of the best GM/presidents ever to do this decide.
All right, so Will Manso said, Bam Adebayo stops mid-answer when he hears Jimmy Butler in the background and says, I'm here. And Bam said, you know who that is. But here is the clip that Will put up.
Checkers, dominoes, NBA. Uh-oh, y'all know who that is. But being...
All right, so, yeah, you hear somebody that, I'm here.
Checkers, dominoes, NBA. Uh-oh, y'all know who that is.
That may have been Leroy.
true.
Right, if it was yeah, that's right. Dominoes, fool.
Wait, was it Leroy?
Sounded like Leroy to me.
You've been yelling this whole time.
But I don't think they know, like, who. I think they just.
That was Leroy.
I will say from that room, though, you can hear pretty, like, if you're a reporter sitting up front, you can hear pretty distinctly who's in that hallway.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it translates as great on that mic pickup, but
maybe gum will help.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so hungry.
My boy Slim, he I think he doesn't care if I say this, but he says his theory is Jimmy Butler showed up in too crazy of an outfit. Pat Riley told him to go.
He came.
Pat Riley's like, handlebar mustache, really?
Really?
Oh, man. Who knows?
What would be too crazy for Pat Riley?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm trying to think of, like, where would he go?
I think emo, probably.
Yeah, for sure. But that's what I'm saying.
Do you understand some of the things that Pat Riley has seen in his days?
Wouldn't it be great if he showed up looking like Pat Riley, like he goes slick back hair? That'd be pretty good.
That's probably why he got sent
having
home.
Having him look like Cat Williams with the Armani suit.
Yes.
If he came in with the Cat Williams.
Pretty good.
That would have been funny.
The perm. Yeah. That would be pretty
Pat
good.
Jimmy Butler dressed as Pat Riley and be like, no contract talk now.
Pretty good.
Man.
I wish that was a thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't wait later to put the video of Spo doing the traveling call over his disbelief that he does that. He was so like, what?
Ridiculous. What a ridiculous lie.
Really?
Oh, is that
he's
a
just
meme?
So
he goes,
in the
do I do that? I'm like, you don't know what you do to call travel?
You almost did the boot scooting boogie with it one time. He was scooting across the floor.
We know. It goes, fingers?
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Been interesting, man. A jam pack.
You know what you do, Spo.
You know what you do. You know what you do. We'll take a break. We don't know if any more surprises are along the way.
Too late.
Not too late. If Nico Jovic shows in, I'm giving a five.
Remember when you left last time? Sorry, when you left last time, Kyle Lowry came in.
That's true.
Ooh.
I know. But I have to go now, too, because I have to go do the pregame. Nah, we have Game Day Uncensored coming up. By the way, that was technically 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
Yes.
Brought to you by Lexus RX.
It's amazing.
SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
The only day of the year that would stop us talking Dolphin football.
Yep.
On game day.
Crazy Canes game.
Also
Monday
Tua being
football.
Hurt.
Yeah, true.
Crazy Canes game.
But, you know,
it's been a whirlwind.
We talked about it. Locked into the heat.
We got all week, baby.
One segment.
All week, baby.
Yeah, but the game's tonight.
It's just Virginia Tech, baby.
Yeah, we got to react to it tomorrow, baby.
We got game day this weekend. They're going to Cal.
Oh, late. Same night as UFC, too.
Good for you.
I
got to tell you.
Double espresso night for Tobes.
Robbie already sent out the text. Over, under. The amount of plays Leroy watches.
Oh, I'm going under. Whatever it's set at.
10:30.
Gary says 3.
I watch the kickoff.
You know, we had to talk to our guy, Nikola Jovic. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks. I'm doing great. You know, it's kind of...
You feel like a seasoned vet at this now?
Yeah. I really can't wait for it to start.
We were talking to Karan Butler a couple weeks ago, and he was very impressed. He said it showed a lot of mental toughness for you to make it back from your injury to be there for the Olympics. What can you take us through kind of the roller coaster that was the summer and getting yourself ready for that to go and win bronze?
Yeah, I mean, the whole injury was an accident, you know. Like, I was home preparing, and then I came back here to, you know, prepare a little more. The guys here wanted to make sure I'm ready for the Olympics. And, you know, just one of the practices, I stepped on someone's foot, you know, just a little accident, and the little fracture came out. So it wasn't a perfect timing. At first, they told me I'm not going to make it, and that was probably realistic, but I wanted to make it so bad, you know, it's because you're not sure what's going to happen in next 4 years. Am I going to be able to do it again? I wasn't, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen, so I had to make it somehow, and I'm happy that Coach Spo and people from the Heat actually allowed me to do it at the end. You know, all the MRIs and everything were good a few days before Olympics, so they did let me go, and I'm happy that the people from, you know, coaching staff in Serbia, you know, and everybody believed in me and actually waited for me to get healthy, because I basically skipped the whole training camp, which was like a month, so... I got lucky that they believed in me and they actually picked me to go with them.
Who's a crazier coach? Your national coach or Spo?
I wouldn't. Nah.
More intense.
More intense. He might actually be Spo.
Spo said it was your coach. You're a Serbian coach.
I mean, he is intense, but
not like Spo
gets on certain things. He really gets intense. I mean, you gotta appreciate it because it's something that makes you better. But maybe because our Serbian coach is a little older, so he, you know, kind of stopped being that intense. But I would say Spo at this point.
That's funny. Spo put it out there first. Yeah, you should see his Serbian coach. Very intense.
He's really intense. He's. I'm telling you, but. I will roll with Spo.
You it was interesting. Like last year, people talked about like your confidence coming into the year, but you did have to earn a role in the middle of the year. Was there a thing that you did in the middle of the year last year where you felt like you earned Spo's trust even more? What what was that?
I mean, there was a lot going on. Well, I didn't play. Kind of someone who really helped me go through it was Jimmy, because he kind of made me practice with him a few times while he was coming back from the injury. So, you know, just my confidence was going up because, you know, you play against that guy, you know. We always played one-on-one. And usually he would beat me, but, you know, still playing against one of the best guys in the league, it gains you confidence. And then from that point, I was just waiting for opportunity. It came in, I think, in Golden State when we played them there in San Francisco. And from then on, I just started rolling. And Spo kind of saw how hard I was working, I guess. I mean, that's what I think. And he believed in my work, and he just let me go with the team. And I feel like at the end of the season, I really showed that I can help this team win and help other guys be better.
Where did that relationship with Jimmy, you know, come from, right? Because, like, he even went to one of your G League games in the midst of the season.
Yeah,
I mean, and I'm like, that's a good teammate. If he's going to watch, a G League game in the middle of Wisconsin on an off day, he really seems like he had your back on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the start he kind of saw that I'm really competitive. You know, maybe I wasn't – my head was all over the place my first year and everything, but he kind of took me under his wing, and, you know, he kind of wanted me to show me how things are done and how to handle certain things, and I'm really grateful for that. He's a great guy, you know. He's funny as hell, and that's why you like to be around him.
He's got your picture in the locker.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with that and how it came out there, but it's bullshit.
What is that? Is that like an old youth basketball picture?
Yeah, it's. I think it's when I was the. I think I'm not sure. 16, I think. It just looked crazy in the picture. I don't know if I just woke up or something, but I just looked insane.
You and the thing with that is, you guys not celebrated, but you guys spent a suspension day together because you got into the mix. Was that the Pelicans game? You remember that?
Yeah, I know.
You were like getting into. Did you like not know the rules that you couldn't get into the bag, or were you just backing your guy?
I mean, I kind of know the rules, but it's like it's not just him. Like, it was more. I think me and Thomas Bryan.
Yes.
Thomas Bryan got in the conflict, and I'm like, I just, where we come from, you just don't let anyone, you know, mess with your team like that. So, TB could have for sure handled his own, but, you know, I wanted to make sure I'm with him, and he knows I'm there for him. So,
right.
I ain't letting anyone, you know, do whatever with my teammate, because then we both have a problem. I was just in a mix in the wrong spot, and I guess that's the rules, of course. I feel like the rules are not meant to be broken, but, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to back your guy.
That's it.
Just like I did when you lost to Bam and Domino.
I did not.
You didn't back him up.
I backed you up, buddy.
Liar.
I did not lose.
Okay. Well, be a kid.
To Bam and Dominoes?
I play him in Dominoes, but I thought we were playing a race to five. Best out of five, and he was keeping score. So he said 20. And I'm like, whoa, we're not playing that way. So then we kept going. He said, 50. Game over. And I'm like,
he cheated for sure.
He has a history of this?
Yeah.
That's why. And so he hurry up and left. And then he keeps walking by, you know, doing the Bam thing.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to get him. Don't worry. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him right underneath the like the Jumbotron. And they're going to have lights on the table. And I'm going to get him like that.
So is Bam the worst game cheater on the team? Like, who is the biggest offender of that?
I would say him. The crazy thing is he would cheat to win in whatever we do. And then he will make sure you know he won.
You got wasted,
dude. Same thing. See that? Thank you.
Wow.
I'm not the only one.
Wow.
I'm not the only one. See, so y'all look.
All right, listen, the rematch is coming. The rematch is coming. Nico, how you finished last year as a starter. But like do you have like personal goals for this year to like kind of grow off of that? Because, you know, you just turned 21 years old. It was tremendous to see what you're able to do on that, you know, playoff stage last year, and you've obviously done a bunch on the international stage. So like what is, I guess, personally your goal for yourself coming into this year?
I feel like for me, how I look at it is I'm trying to be healthy for the whole season. That's the first thing. And then just play as much minutes as I can. You know, I got to just show people that I can help this team win. And there's so many different ways that I can show it, because I'm not going to be the guy who you're going to give the ball to and I'm going to score 25. We have so many of those guys where you just got to do the simple things. And if I can be great in those simple things, you know, like my shot has to be perfect when I'm open. I have to be at the right spot at the right moment. My defense has to be great. For those are the little things that I need to do for, you know, coaches and everybody to, you know, just keep believing me and be like, yeah, he's helping our guys be better. So that's kind of my personal
goal. How tough is it being in that role? Not because you want the ball more, but you are a very dynamic player in that you give great court vision. You can get your teammates involved with the ball in your hands. Yeah. So is it tough being at the age that you're at, feeling like I can create a lot of things more, or have you gotten to a point in your career where you handle the limited stuff because you know it is what it is? There's a lot of, you know, big names and veterans on the team and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just because I'm young, that's why I feel like I have so much time more to, you know, show people how much I can do. But at this point right now, that's how I look at, you know, I'm not looking at what's going to happen in 2 years. I'm looking about what's going to happen tomorrow. And tomorrow, you know, it's obvious that I'm not going to, you know, go over Tyler or Bam or over Jimmy, you know. Like, they believe those guys more. It's something that, you know, is going to be like that for now.
Right.
And I got to help them. So that's what it's all about. I know in future, of course, there'll be times where I'll be able to show what I can do more. And maybe in future, I'll be able to be one of those guys. But for now, I just, you know, do stuff that I know I can do good for them.
Isn't it weird? All the things that you're doing now really had nothing to do with why you got drafted. The little things they ask you to do. You don't get drafted high for doing all the little things.
Yeah, I mean...
But now that's what you're asked to do.
I mean, I guess that's how it is. If you're not, like, I guess, top three picks, that's what you got to do.
And right.
It's something normal. And then I guess by the time you show why you actually got drafted.
Yeah. Right. I got you.
Buddy, get on out of here, man. You got to get to the Bahamas. Appreciate you giving us some time.
Go Pat.
Appreciate that, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Nikola Jovic, we're looking forward to watching him. One of our favorites to watch on this team.
You're not going
to
tell him to say.
Huh? Why are you stopping him?
What are you stopping?
What?
You're not gonna do babushka for him?
Nope.
Come on.
No way, dude.
hey, no way.
No.
Oh, now you're shy.
See you, Nico.
Don't be shy now.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, listen, I had your back, dude. Like that.
You didn't have my back.
I had your back.
You didn't have my back.
Oh, I didn't have your back.
You didn't have my back.
You didn't have my
back.
No.
Coward. The cowardly lion.
Should have said something. I tried getting your.
Don't you dare do it now.
Handled himself.
No, God, I do it. Go, Pony.
No. Oh my. Wait. Why are you whispering?
What?
Why are you whispering?
Say it out loud. Say it with your chest.
Say what out loud?
You know what you want to say.
That's terrible.
Me? I don't say
anything. I'm like, you ain't gonna go hit him with a little babushka?
No.
Do it.
No. We have task at hand. We have camp.
You are.
We don't have time for nonsense.
You are. The worst.
We don't have time for camp.
Oh my goodness!
I saw how he laughed. He knew something was up.
You were the worst.
You look pretty nervous.
Oh, look!
What?
I was like double dutch. I was waiting to jump in.
I'm very disappointed in you.
What?
Because I had your back with Bam, and then I realized.
You had my back with Bam.
I had your back.
No,
I thought he was a cheat.
Wait, and you heard him?
Who on earth is that? Me.
I told you what happened. You didn't believe me.
I believed you.
No, you didn't.
A little bit.
Just like you wanted to whisper,
Babushka, or the puppet Babushka. Mix contract.
Bring it back up.
Now all of a sudden, he's like, if y'all would have left me, now I would have kicked his ass. You want me to go get him? No, that's all right.
Oh, man.
Come on, why? What? I have never
People
seen
are calling you.
You a I have never seen you turtle up like that.
To do what? To do the Serbian accent? It's more of Slovenian, you know. I don't want to. You know, it's a little distasteful. I'm growing as a broadcaster.
Were you trying to avoid the chat the entire interview?
Oh my god!
Because they were going off.
Always trying to avoid the chat. The chat is the worst. You guys want me? You see what you guys want? You want this? You want an official Heat credential? You want it revoked? That's what you want. You want me to be a dancing bear for you? You want me to be a circus clown? And you want this revoked? You want You want Tim Donovan to walk in here and snatch it off my neck?
I have to go through this every day where you do babushka for 30 minutes, right?
We didn't really have time.
Time constraints. Then you go, this is your
contract.
You whispered. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Oh, come on. Mm-mm.
No time for silly sauce with mixed contract online. Mm-mm.
You are the worst. Oh, my goodness. So did we – we never had a segment without – we had two segments without interviews?
Maybe three.
We maybe had like the third hour.
Maybe like three. Yeah. But that, honestly –
that's the most we've ever done.
That's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
Dude, does he look like a moose? Am I just crazy?
He's a big boy.
He's tall.
But did he get taller?
He's probably the moose that was on the in he's the probably still growing? Of course. Is that what
you understand that he came here and we was, how, 19? You know, he's still growing.
I told you. Baby boy is moose.
Oh, okay.
Gross to mix. Mix contract.
See, Nico, I told you.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. That's our show.